SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, brings you another feature in its series Musica Helvetica. Today, a program devoted to two popular Swiss folk string instruments, the zither and the hackbrett.
What you're hearing is a Hexenscheit, literally translated a witch's board, the simplest and one of the oldest forms of a zither. There are a number of such instruments in Bernese museums, but this one is a reconstruction made and still being played by Paul Moser of Bern. The zither, a latter-day descendant of the ancient psaltery, which in its turn probably was of Asian origin, came to Switzerland via Austria and southern Germany. It exists in several different forms, some of which have become identified with certain regions of Switzerland, where the tradition of playing and even making this instrument has been kept alive. In its basic form, the zither consists of a flat, shallow soundboard across which gut or metal strings are stretched from side to side. A rather special case is the violin zither, or violin harp, which, as the name implies, is played both with a bow and by plucking the strings. We'll listen to such a violin harp in a traditional polka from Lucerne. A rarely heard member of this family of instruments is the Schweizer zither, a double zither from the Murtatal region in the central Swiss canton of Schwyz, played with a plectrum. Only a handful of people may today be considered accomplished performers on the Schweizer zither, and will now hear a traditional Murtatal dance interpreted on two such instruments. Another form of this instrument is the Glarner zither. Originating from Mittenwald in Germany, but brought to the Glarus region of Switzerland more than a century ago, the Glarner zither has very rarely been built in the last 30 years in this country. Yet it still remains a firm favorite with the older generation, and about a dozen elderly ladies are today the most skilled performers on this instrument. One of them is Mrs. Julia Vollmar, who plays for us the next piece, Father's Jodel Waltz. The zithers we've heard up until now are played by resting the instrument either on the performer's knees or on a table. But the Tockenburger Hals zither, which we hear next, is different in that it has a neck, looks a bit like a lute with a flat body, and is played like a guitar. The Tockenburger Hals zither in a number called Father's Polka. This instrument, incidentally, has been kept alive largely thanks to the efforts of one man, a school teacher from the Tockenburg region in eastern Switzerland, the late Albert Edelmann, whose extensive collection is on view at a special museum in Ebnat-Kappel. We'll now hear a group of Hals zither players performing with a mixed choir in a traditional yodel.
Yeah.
Another type of Hals zither is the Kreenzer zither, which gets its name from the village of Kreenz near Lucerne. This instrument looks and is played like the guitar and is featured more in groups than as a solo or as an accompanying instrument. Another member of the zither family is the hackbrett. Even though in English it is generally referred to as the dulcimer, it is not to be confused with the modern folk instrument of this name. Among Eastern European gypsies, the hackbrett is known as the cymbalon, which is bigger in size and built somewhat differently. While the strings of the zither are plucked by the player with his fingers, those of the hackbrett are struck by two wooden mallets. It's not known for sure when the hackbrett made its appearance in Switzerland. The first apparent reference to the instrument in this country was in a document in Zurich from the year 1447. And a 16th century Latin text referred to the hackbrett as an instrumentum ignobile, an unworthy instrument, which would indicate that its social standing was generally not regarded as very high. The hackbrett is predominant in the northeastern Swiss region of Appenzell, and from there comes this solo performance of a so-called Zäuerli, an instrumental version of the typical Appenzell improvised yodel. The Appenzell region is also the only part of the country where folk music is played exclusively on string instruments. In the following piece, the hackbrett is featured in a quintet along with two violins, cello and bass, the traditional formation of an Appenzell folk music group. Thank you. well known for its hackbread tradition, is also the region of the Upper Rhone Valley in southwestern Switzerland. There, however, the way the strings of the hackbread are struck is different, and so is the shape of the mallets and the resulting tone. Hackbread making and playing are skills which have been passed on from generation to generation. While the basic elements of the instrument are standard, each maker works to his own design, taking the greatest care over his choice of wood and other materials. For the performer, the tuning of the instrument is a very difficult and lengthy process because of the extreme vibrations of the strings. When playing, the performer can either sit or stand, and for indoor performances, the hackbrett is best placed on a wooden table with an empty drawer because of the resonance. Outdoors, it is said that the best sound is obtained when the instrument is placed on an upturned barrow. In the Upper Rhone Valley, the hackbrett is sometimes played by two performers facing each other across a single instrument, as in this piece, a march played by the Vulcan Brothers with bass accompaniment. While in the Appenzell, the hackbrett is used only as a solo instrument or in a string band, in the Rhone Valley it is both solo and duo instrument and may be played in any instrumental combination. We'll end this program with a traditional polka from the Rhone Valley performed by a quartet featuring, along with the hackbrett, a clarinet, an accordion, and a bass.
This concludes today's program in the series Musica Helvetica, devoted to typical Swiss folk music on two string instruments, the zither and the hockbret. This feature was prepared by the Transcription Service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.